Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go out to the phone lines and welcome in Dante Hall. Dante's a former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, and he is a legendary kick returner known as the human joystick. Dante, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
You ever close your eyes and picture yourself in this Chiefs offense?
Every week, every Sunday.
and what does that picture look like in your mind?
I look like the second coming of Tyreek Hill. I mean, this game is pretty much my game, but I would add a little bit of quickness and movement to what he does as far as speed and route running. So I would be a combination of myself with quickness and moves, and a combination of his speed and route running. And boy.
Dante, you look at this offense with all these speedsters here, and I know the Niners have a great defensive line. What makes this offense, other than the speed, so difficult to defend?
I mean, it's the obvious answer. It's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, yeah. I think any quarterback would be successful as Alex Smith was and Donovan McNabb was when he was with Andy. And is the quarterback guru, so any guy that's in this offense is going to succeed. But Patrick Mahomes is this next level good, and I think he's going to negate the strength of the 49ers pass defense because he's just so cagey. He's so smart, and then you throw in the schematics of Andy Reid. I just think it's going to be too much for the 49ers to overcome.
Interesting. You know, Dante, you obviously came into the league, were a prolific kick returner, punt returner, but you played so much wide receiver. How hard is it for these young guys to transition into the NFL? Because I'm looking at both sides, you know, Hardeman for Kansas City and Deebo Samuel for the 49ers, two young players that have really shown impact in year one. How hard is that, though, to go into the wide receiver position in the NFL at 21, 20 years old and have an impact?
It's extremely difficult, and you definitely need to be in the right system. When I came into the league, I was drafted as a returner and a running back, and I was in the wrong system. So it just wasn't going to work for me my first couple of years. Thank God Dick Vermeil came with the Don Curiel offense, the greatest show on turf-style offense, and that fit me a lot better than the West Coast. So the system is everything. That's number one. And then I think just nowadays with guys, it's taking so much time in the offseason as far as working on their craft. They're getting with quarterbacks now, doing 7-on-7. You know, this is outside the facility, outside of what's demanded of them. And I think that's the new trend. So with those things, it's a lot easier. But even with that, I mean, it's just a difficult transition, man.
Dante Hall joining us on 95.7, the game, former Chiefs All-Pro wide receiver and legendary kick returner. Dante, we've gotten into a little back and forth here on our show regarding special teams. And I know you're a smart man and a man of nuance. So I want to just tell you what I said and tell me if you agree with it. If special teams is a third of the game, my feeling is the NFL is trying to make special teams less important. There are less kick returns. Every time there's a punt, there's a flag. So what I'm saying is it feels to me like the NFL is trying to make special teams less important in this game, and I think they're kind of making it happen to an extent.
So I agree with you, but I'm also at this. They're not trying. They have done it. I mean, kick returns are down. And it's not by happenstance. They are – They have succeeded in making special teams less part of the game. And I actually had the opportunity to discuss this with Roger Goodell back at the NFL draft. And, you know, they just said the numbers as far as concussions and violent hits and injuries show that kickoffs and special teams are the culprit of the majority of those violent hits and those concussions and things like that. So obviously they're trying to make the game safer, and they've succeeded by just simply, you know, pushing up the kickoff to 35 and not allowing you to do west block and not allowing you to do certain things within the kicking game. So I agree with you, but I don't think they're trying. I think they've succeeded.
Wow, Dante Hall here on 95.7 The Game. So when you look at this matchup here with the Chiefs and the 49ers, looking at the Niners offense, what do you think of this offense that's running the ball down teams' throat? They're selective with their passing game, even though I think they'll have to pass a little more in this Super Bowl. Tell me about this Chiefs defense and how they could slow down this Niners offense, Dante.
So speaking of that Niners offense, let me just say this first. If it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes, I think this offense and this 49ers team is championship built. And what I mean by that, you guys probably been covering the game for a long time. We all know that a good running game and a sound defense or a stout defense, that's the recipe for playoff and championship football. Not the finesse of the Chiefs offense, not the flash and dash of the offense. It's that sound defense and that sound running game. Mahomes is what basically takes me away from that. So I say that to say this. If it wasn't for Showtime Mahomes, my money would be all in on the 49ers because they are just built right. They're explosive when they need to be in the passing game. They have a dominant running game, obviously led by the Shanahans, and being a Kansas City Chiefs player and being a fan now that I'm out of the game, I know what the Shanahan running game can do. They can pretty much plug anybody into their schemes and make them look like an all-pro. Terrell Davis. And what was the guy? Clinton Porter. And that was another guy that was he was in the Army.
Tatum Bell, Mike Bell, Alettis Gary, Travis
Henry. There you go. There you go. So, exactly. So, I've seen enough proof that any Shanahan scheme, whether it's his son or his dad, I mean, the schemes are just, you know, just amazing. But I think Showtime Mahomes is going to be the difference. But I really like their offense and what they're able to do. I'm also a Garoppolo fan. I think, you know, I said it on another show. If Bill Belichick is behind this guy, who am I not to be behind this guy? Are you kidding me? So I believe in Garoppolo. I love the explosive receivers that they have in Samuel and the possession guy, Emmanuel Samuel. What's the number 17, I believe it is? You got the running
Emmanuel
game.
Emmanuel Sanders, yeah.
Garoppolo. I really think they have a really, really sound offense now. They not my Kansas City Chiefs offense.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just glad you're using fresh material with us as opposed to some of your other hits. Let me ask you about Richard Sherman. As a former 49, as a former wide receiver, excuse me, what makes Richard Sherman so unique? Like, what's the one thing when you watch him, you go, man, he just does this different than everyone else out there?
He's just cagey. I know that's a cliche word, but it's cagey is just another word in football to call a guy smart. He's seen it all. He does all the little things, little technical sound things. That's what makes him that. And then you throw on top that he's long, he's fast. It's just a tough opponent to go against from a receiver standpoint. But if I had to just say one thing, it's he's cagey. He just does all the little technical things soundly.
Hey, Dante, I'm looking at this list here that the NFL came out with. They got you 10th all time?
You were better than Dave Maggett.
You got hosed, my man.
And that's not the NFL list. That's the media. That's you guys.
Yeah.
You NFL.
That's a clown.
And you radio guys.
I mean, I got you top.
Go ask some punchers. I tell you what. They redid that list and went and asked some special teams coaches and some players. I bet you that list would look a little different.
Dante, I got your top three. I got Billy White Shoes Johnson, Rick Upchurch, and you.
What about Hester?
Devin Hester?
What are you doing?
It's qualified. Hats off to the old school.
Not even having Hester number one. Oh, get that guy off the air, man.
Dante, I'm older than you, man. I got to pay respect.
But you got to be real. Devin Hester is by far the number one returner of all time.
I'm going to give another look.
Dante, I want to ask you, did you ever play as yourself in Madden, though? Come on, be honest.
I mean, I don't have to. Like, you don't even have to give me that premise. Of course, that's all I played with.
He's the human joystick, for crying out loud.
Yeah. You were my favorite player for about 6 years there.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh, man. Hey, Dante, before we go, we're getting predictions from all our guests, and I want to get one from you.
Oh, Chiefs 34-31. I think it's going to come down to the end. But I think the 49ers offense will put up enough points, but I think it's the Chiefs in the end. Mahomes late to win it on a late last-second field goal. 34-31 Chiefs.
Dante, thank you so much, man. You were great. A lot of fun.
Very good, a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, anytime. All right. Take care.
All righty. That's Dante Hall.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.